This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Deva clarifies there is no provision of loan in Nepal and China signed BRI framework. Says projects under BRI framework agreement would be taken forward only on consent between both countries. Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Badri Pandey reaffirms the government's commitment to ensuring Nepal's aviation safety. And about to impeach South Korean President fails as ruling party MPs boycott voting. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjuna Deva has clarified that the Belt and Road Initiative Framework Agreement recently signed between the governments of Nepal and China has not mentioned the issue of taking loan anywhere. Minister Dr. Rana said the recent agreement between the Nepal and China is being superficially commented upon without thorough study. At the Tribhuvan International Airport before departing for the Netherlands to present Nepal's views in international hearing on climate change at the International Court of Justice, Minister Rana said Nepal signed a cooperation-based project under the BRI, which does not mention the issues of taking loan. She also made it clear that the projects under the BRI agreement would be taken forward only on consent between both the countries. Minister Rana said that she has also conveyed to the Chinese foreign minister that Nepal is not in a position to take loans at present. Meanwhile, senior leader of the CPN Unified Socialist and former Prime Minister Jhalanath Khanal has argued that China forwarded Belt and Road Initiative BRI is in the national interest. Talking to the media at Tribhuvan International Airport, returning home concluding his week-long China visit, leader Khanal said that the BRI would be supportive for Nepal's physical infrastructure development. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring aviation safety in Nepal. At a program organized to mark the International Civil Aviation Day in Kathmandu today, Minister Pandey reiterated that enhancing aviation sector safety was the top priority of the government. Minister Pandey also informed that the process to form a permanent commission had been initiated for conducting investigation into the air accidents. President Ramchandra Podal has been discharged from the hospital after receiving treatment for prostate problem. The head of the state was admitted to the TU Teaching Hospital in Maharashtra last Wednesday. He underwent a prostate surgery. Officiating Executive Director at TU Teaching Hospital, Ghanasam Gurung, issued a statement today and informed that President Podal was discharged after getting recovery this afternoon. The President's health is now said to be normal. Chairperson of the CPN Mao Center, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said that the peace process would be concluded based on national consensus. At a unification program organized by the United All Nepal Teachers Association and the Nepal Teachers Society in Kathmandu today, Chairman Dahal pointed out the need for national unity and consensus to take the remaining task of the peace process to the logical conclusion. The CPN-UML Central Secretariat meeting will be held on the 10th of coming December. Dr. Bhishma Adhikari, Secretary of the Party Office, said that the Secretariat meeting has been scheduled for 4 p.m. on December 10th. The meeting will be held at the UML Central Office in Chasil of Lalitpur. According to Secretary Adhikari, Prime Minister and UML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli's recent visit to China, by elections and contemporary political issues are the agenda to be discussed in the meeting. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Biswa Gurung has pledged not to delay the amendment of the Acts responsible for the development and promotion of the Nepali film industry. Addressing the 5th Award Nepal Short Film Competition at Conference Hall of Nepal Tourism Board today, Communication Minister Gurung said films are a strong medium to reach the people. Minister Gurung, also the government spokesperson, said that the minister is working to clear the obstruction in the acts and amend it for the development of the country's film industry. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
साधा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. South Korea's National Assembly Speaker Woo Un-suk has announced that the voting peace president Un Suk Yeol announced the voting cannot take place. The BBC cited Speaker Un Suk as saying that the voting failed to take place as the assembly failed to reach quorum. All but three MPs of South Korea's ruling party left parliament ahead of a vote on whether to impeach. And protesters who gathered in front of the National Assembly are demanding the impeachment of the President Un, who is fighting for his political survival after declaring martial law on Tuesday. The MPs overturned the president's decision quickly, and the president apologized this morning. President Yeol said he would not impose martial law again. More than 280,000 people have been uprooted in northwest Syria following this sudden and massive offensive in government-controlled area led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham STS, which is sanctioned by the Security Council as a terrorist group. Setting a post on X, the United Nations wrote on Friday that over 280,000 people have been uprooted in the northwest Syria in a matter of days following the recent escalation of violence. Meanwhile, thousands of residents fled the city of Homs desperate amid the rebels' advance towards Damascus, it sparked a panic. Now a sports news update. Sudhir Paschim Royals and Karnali Yaks have registered victory in today's matches of Nepal Premier League NPL. Sudhir Paschim Royals defeated Lumbini Lions by 45 runs in the first match in Tiribhuvan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. It is the third consecutive victory of Sudhir Paschim Royals in the tournament, while Lumbini Lions remains winless. Meanwhile, in the second match, Karnali Yaks defeated Viratnagar Kings by 7 runs. Viratnagar Kings failed to chase the target of 134 runs and scored only 126 runs with a loss of 8 wickets. Karnali Yaks was all out in the last ball of the first innings and scored 133 runs. Now Janakpur Bulls will face Lumbini Lions and Sudhir Paschim Royals will compete against Chitwan Rhinos on Sunday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kusi and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kusi province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. R. Zurana Deva clarifies there is no provision of loan in Nepal and China signed BRI framework, says projects under BRI agreement would be taken forward only on consent between both countries. Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Badri Pandey reaffirms the government's commitment to ensuring Nepal's aviation safety. And the vote to impose South Korean President fails as ruling party MPs boycott voting. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.